Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We are glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is God's faithfulness. We will return with our devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Faithful in the Fire, written and read by the Reverend Kyle Norman. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished and rose in haste. He declared to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound into the fire?" They answered and said to the king, "True, O king." He answered and said, "But I see four men walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the appearance of the fourth is like the son of the gods." Daniel chapter 3, verses 24 and 25. We would love to affirm that faith makes the problems of life disappear. How grand would it be if we could live our lives without hassle, discouragement, or frustration? Sadly, we know this is not the case. We are never removed from the frailty of life. We go through times of burdening, hardship, and struggle. There may even be seasons where we feel tossed into a fiery furnace of affliction. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew about fiery afflictions. Literally, these three young Hebrew men, probably no more than 20 years of age, find themselves on the wrong side of the king's ire. They were arrested and threatened with death, all because they would not violate their allegiance to God. In refusing to bow down before the golden statue, they opposed the royal edict and must suffer the consequences. What do you think they would be feeling as they were hauled before the king? Do you think they were afraid? Do you think they felt overwhelmed, discouraged, or downcast? And what about when they were bound and brought to the furnace? Do you think they questioned if that would be the end? Have you ever felt this way or asked those questions in your life? Have you ever felt tossed into the fire? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, as faithful as they were not kept from the fiery furnace. There was no grand display of divine might that protected them from this experience. The three men were arrested, they were bound, and they were tossed into the fire. I'm sorry to say this, but there may be times where we are asked to face a fiery furnace. There may be a season where life seems to turn against us, and where everything that we once knew feels ripped away. Israel was not immune from this. The disciples were not immune from this. Jesus was not immune from this. If we think that our faith in God means that such things do not occur in our lives, then we will be left feeling condemned when these things befall us. We will feel that our fear and our discouragement somehow betrays the fullness of our faith. This is not true. The truth upon which we stand is not that God shelters us from the struggle, but that God's love remains with us during those times. God is present within the flames. Our times of hardship and struggle speak not of God's absence. In fact, these are the times where God draws incredibly near. True, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are not saved from the furnace, but they are surrounded amid the flames. It was in that oven, and not a moment before, that they meet the presence of the one who appears like the Son of God. God dwells amid the fire. God incarnates God's selves in the flames. It is because God is present in that place that the power of God extends over the three men, and the flames have no power over them. God's response to the fiery furnaces of our lives is not to destroy them, but to dwell in them. This is what is shown in the beloved tale in the book of Daniel. More importantly, this is what is revealed on the cross. The cross testifies that there is no place where the loving power of God will not be present. The cross, which is the most extreme example of the world's rejection, is transformed into the place where Christ's relentless love is disclosed. Intersecting faith and life. It hurts when we find ourselves in the fire. It is scary and dark. Yet we are not alone. Christ enters that darkness and bears that hurt. There is no place in our lives where Christ is not present. Jesus promises us, "Surely I am with you to the very end of the age." Matthew 28, verse 20. So if you find yourself overwhelmed by struggles or stresses, simply repeat this truth. In fact, try inserting your name at the start of that verse as a way to hear this declaration spoken directly to you. I pray that you know the presence of the one who journeys with you. May your eyes be open to the presence of your Savior as he stands with you and extends his power over you. Almighty God, when I feel overwhelmed by fiery furnaces, please open my eyes to see you with me. Help me to feel the comforting balm of your presence as you uphold my life. I pray this in the name of Jesus, the one who comes to me and stands with me. Amen. For further reading, read Deuteronomy 31, verses 5-8, Psalm 121, or Romans chapter 8, verses 1-4.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus, so ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.